Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Li'ilui Nishmas Abi Mori, Rav Hillel B'Meir Chiller Mechel Zichrono LeBracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono LeBracha. Today we start Mizmor Kuf Yud Beis. We finished with the words Yireishis Chachma Yiras Hashem yesterday in Tehillim Kuf Yud Aleph, and we pick up with the person who has Yiras Hashem over here as well. And of course, we will Sabala the Aleph Beis once again to show us that the person who has Yiras Shamayim fills the Torah from Aleph to Tav. Halleluka, once again, we call out in the strongest way, Ashrei Ish Yireas Hashem, praise be the person who has Yiras Shamayim. The Tzaddik fears Hashem in private just as much as he does in public because it's sincere, says the Radak. B'mitzvos of Chafetz Maod, he desires Hashem's mitzvos very much because he wants to fulfill the commitments. See, it's not that he wants the reward. He wants to fulfill the commitments. Gibor ba'aretz yiyazaro. In the land, his children will be very, very strong. Dor yisharim yavorach, a generation of yisharim, of those who walk upright, will be blessed. Hon va'osha beveso, wealth and riches are in his house because the person was forever a tzaddik. The wealth in his house never went down. V'tzidkaso omedes lo'adin, so his charity endures forever. The Gemara says where we find a situation where the wealth of knowledge is very strong. Zarach b'choshech or liyisharim, even in darkness, a light shines for the upright. Chanun v'rachum v'tzadik, he's compassionate, merciful, and righteous. Tov ish choneinu melava, good is the man who is compassionate and lends. In that person, he shows a certain degree of understanding. If you lend money, umalva yichalkel devarav b'mishpat, and he conducts his affairs with justice. Kili olam lo yimot lezecher olam yetzadik, he'll never be wiped away. Forevermore, he'll be known as a tzaddik. Mishmur ralo yira, he won't have anything to be afraid of from bad things said about him. Nachon libo batuach b'Hashem, his heart is going to be set up in the right way. Samuch libo lo yira, his heart is steadfast. He has nothing to be afraid. And why is that? Ara sheyira b'tzarav, until he sees a judgment upon those who give him a difficulty. Pizar nasan lebionim tzidkaso medes load, he spreads all of his tzedakah out outward, and his righteousness stays forever. Karnal torm bechavod, and he's a philanthropist. He raises and enhances his portion in the world to come. Rasha yira b'chas, the wicked person should see and he'll be angry. The person dedicated his life to wealth in order to gain power and dominate and exploit people, that person's going to be a problem. Shinav yacharok v'namas, he'll gnaw at his teeth and it'll melt away. But tavas rishayim toved, the ambition of the wicked, they will be lost in the process. The wicked becomes so obsessed with the fact that they want to see the tzaddikim fail, and that's going to be a mess, says the Radak, because in the end, they are going to be the ones who fail in the process. And with that, we close out Kapitel Kuf Yud Beis, and tomorrow we sing the Hallel when we start Kapitel Kuf Yud Gimel. Everyone have a wonderful, fantastic, amazing day, and a wonderful Yantif.